Hello everybody. Welcome to our third meditation prayer. This one's called My Seed Prayer. I've got a little packet of seeds here. Listen, can you hear the little seeds inside the packet? Actually, I love this time of year. There's so much beauty around us at the moment, isn't there? I do like the spring. Won't be long before the baby birds are hatching and lambs are born. Already buds are forming on the trees. It is such a miraculous time. So I wonder if you've been planting any seeds yet. Maybe at home or at school. I've got on my windowsill at home all my plastic pots and containers full of soil and with a few seeds in each of them waiting to germinate. They'll be starting to grow soon, in other words. I cover them up in plastic to keep them nice and warm. Because you've got a lot of things to do when you have little seeds. When you look at the seed packet, you can see on the front of it a picture of what the seeds will grow into. It could be flowers called nasturtiums or cornflowers or lovely salad vegetables. Lettuce or radishes, carrots, lots of variety. You just think, wow, when I look at the seeds, they just look like little dead things. They're just little specks. How can those things look so different once they've been planted? They can change into such beautiful things. Well, as I'm sure you know, seeds have to be looked after in order to grow. There are instructions on the back of the packet that explains what care you need to give the seeds and then what to do with the little seedlings, as they're called. You have to thin them out and plant them out one by one outside whenever the soil gets a bit warmer, maybe in about a month's time. Around Easter. Each little plant just needs a certain amount of water and the warmth from the sun and its light. Not too much, not too little, just enough. And of course we need to be patient and continue to look after the plants for quite some time. You just can't forget about them, plant them and leave them. But all the hard work and all the waiting, that's well worth waiting for. It's a miracle, really, when you pull out a little radish from the soil and you think, oh, I can eat this. This, I grew this. Or you can pick up some lovely flowers and put them into a little vase or a jam jar and think, I grew those, you know. That's what I call a miracle. Well, Jesus wants to talk to you, to tell you something now himself. So it's time to go into that quiet little room inside your heart where Jesus is always waiting for you to talk to him and listen to him. Close your eyes if you can, for a little while anyway. Listen, says Jesus. You can be like a little seed for me. Let me plant faith in you and let me take care of you. Would you like that? Jesus looks right into your eyes and deep into your soul. Just touch with your hand where your heart is and feel how close Jesus is to you now. Thank him for offering to plant faith in your heart and say yes. You will look after and give the seed water and all the right conditions to grow. Jesus says, you just have to do what is right, my friend. And you have to trust in me. And you will see that your faith will grow and grow and grow. And a miracle will happen. Do you believe that? Says Jesus. Do you trust me? Jesus holds out a tiny seed for you to take it in your hand. And it's only a tiny speck, but you're going to take care of this for Jesus. Hear Jesus say that he's never going to let you drop from his fingers, and he wants you to grow the seed of faith by being kind, truthful, helpful to others, and always remembering to love him. Think about that for a moment or two. Just rest quietly with Jesus and think about him. Jesus will never forget you. You can come out from your heart room now. Open your eyes and your ears. Because Jesus wants you to be safe. Feel glad that Jesus is holding you safely and that he will make your seed grow into such a strong tree of faith if you love him always and do your best to please him and follow him. Can you remember that? Amen.